This is KCUR 89.3.
As experts in the Midwest and around the world work to address loneliness, one tricky question keeps popping up. Even if loneliness is bad for our physical and mental health, what if you're someone who just doesn't want to be social? In part four of our series, Loneliness is Killing You, KCUR's Alex Smith reports on how doctors in the UK will soon take up the challenge of filling out dance cards as well as prescription pads.
If you're not from London, riding the subway here can be a little strange. Take Waterloo Station, one of the busiest underground stations in the country. During rush hour, tens of thousands of people stream in and out, talking and laughing. But after the train doors close, everyone goes quiet. They stare at phones, or books, or off into space. Outside of the occasional whispered remarks between friends, there's nothing to hear but the wheels clacking over the tracks. When Jonathan Dunn moved here from Durango, Colorado a few years back, commuting every day to and from Waterloo Station made him feel kind of lonely.
I think it's interesting for people who don't live in a city to realize how anonymous city living is, because you're surrounded by people all the time that no one sort of pays attention at all.
So Dunn decided to try an experiment. He printed hundreds of buttons that said tube chat, ? An invitation for fellow commuters who might want to talk. He spent a day trying to pass them out, but had almost no takers. So he forgot about it until the next day when he looked at his phone and found the Twitterverse on fire with British introverts raging at him.
The sort of initial reaction was like, oh, this guileless American came over and is trying to tell us what to do.
And it didn't stop there. Within days, Dunn was appearing on TV shows, not just in London, but all over the world.
Jonathan Dunn criou broche com os dizeres, papo no metrô.
For some reason, Brazilian people got very interested in this. I was on Brazilian news a lot.
Then the opposition got really aggressive. Commuters on the London Underground started making their own anti-chat buttons and tweeting pictures of themselves wearing them on commutes.
I've got a list of some of the badges that people made in response. I wonder if I could just ask you to read them?
Don't even think about talking to me. Nope. Wake me up if a dog gets on. No chat, please. We're British. Weirdo magnet. Don't effing talk to me.
Despite the haters, Dunn considers TubeChat a success. After all, with a few hundred buttons and a few hours of work, he started an international conversation. And it turns out that at the same time the guileless American was making tight-lipped Londoners foam at the mouth, health experts throughout the country were doing their own experiments to see if Brits could be nudged into sociability.
Back to the woods on streets that fire in your heart is out.
A street musician plays for lunchgoers in the center of Frome, an artsy town in Somerset County in the western hills of England. Compared to 21st century London, Frome's stone walls and narrow roads look nearly medieval. Almost every one of the town's 26,000 residents is a patient at the Frome Medical Center. And about 6 years ago, the city completed a slick new clinic on the edge of town. Dr. Helen Kingston, who's worked here for 25 years, says opening the new center caused her to think back on her consultations and do some soul-searching about her work.
Some of the conversations you have really help you to see that the help that they need isn't always a tablet or an operation, and the difference that having strong relationships, strong networks of support around someone, even in difficult circumstances, can make to the quality of their lives.
This led the medical center to start its own kind of social prescribing, sort of an early version of what the National Health Service is now creating across the country. With the help of volunteers and some government innovation grants, Frome Medical Center made some tweaks to the care it provides. At doctor's appointments or in follow-up calls, patients often get recommendations to try a club or new social activity. A lot of this work happens outside of the clinic, too. Frome and the surrounding area has over 900 volunteers who work as community connectors. John Young, who works as a community connector, takes a soft sell approach, like when he recently invited a neighbor to check out a local program.
And I said to him, well, look, just pop down and see us one Thursday morning. We're in the Welsh Mill Hub. And just have a cup of coffee and a cup of tea. I said, I'll be there. You can recognize me. Come and have a chat.
Like the town itself, Frome's community program seems quaint, but some observers have been amazed by what a powerful tool it appears to be in the fight against loneliness and poor health. In the first 5 years of the program, Frome had a 14% drop in unexpected emergency room visits, which many experts see as a measure of overall community health. At the same time, other towns in Somerset County, which has been hit hard by austerity, saw those emergency room visits increase by almost 30%. And Dr. Kingston says the benefits to Frome went beyond health.
That had cost savings because we were saving more money on admissions than we were investing in the service itself.
In the first 4 years, unplanned emergency room visit costs in Frome dropped by more than a fifth. The Frome study led to some glowing news stories about the power of community.
This is how they do healthcare in Frome, a community working together with each other, and the results are startling.
But not everyone is convinced that social prescribing deserves the credit. Paul Wilson is a health researcher at the University of Manchester.
They offer social prescribing, so that's definitely part of their offer. But I think when you look at the evaluation that's been published, it's far more interesting than that.
Along with social prescribing, the follow-up care that Frome Medical Center has developed includes help like medical planning, home visits, and medication reviews. Wilson thinks Frome's big secret may simply be following up with patients and providing a kind of thorough personal health care that few of us actually get from doctors. Despite all the enthusiasm for social prescribing, Wilson says it's not clear from the research that lots of people will take the advice to try something like bonsai trimming or tango lessons.
When you actually even look at the local evaluations that have been conducted by essentially proponents of programs themselves, there was a real lack of evidence of benefit or indeed of value for money.
But Wilson says that even if social prescribing isn't proven, he agrees that loneliness programs may have potential based on what experts have seen in community choirs, dance classes, and garden sheds. For KCUR, I'm Alex Smith.
This report was made possible in part by a fellowship sponsored by the Association of Healthcare Journalists and supported by the Commonwealth Fund.